Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work.
You got to admit this has become part of the geography of your mind. I mean, what would life be like without Blue Monday on The Savage Nation? Something would be missing, right? It's that simple. Now, I'm going to talk about all the news of the day, and there's a lot of news, and then I'm going to tell you why I oppose immigration. It's simple. I oppose it because the immigration plan being pushed by the Republicrats will bring in immigrant workers who will compete against the most vulnerable Americans, those without jobs or those in the low-paying jobs. Of course those in the big jobs don't care. The public, by a huge majority, opposes these increases of illegal aliens. The opposition to the amnesty plan by the Repubs and the Dems is very strong amongst lower and middle income Americans. And frankly, all of the employment gains that were made primarily went to immigrant workers between 2000 and 2013. People are not stupid. One in five American households receive food stamps. Now, I said that. I'm going to talk about it. There are many other stories that are worth looking at. Remember the Obamacare website contractor who got $800 million from Obama? Related to Michelle Obama, her old friend, and the Obamacare website failed. Well, she's just been rewarded by Mayor Bloomberg. Her company, CGI Federal, which is losing its federal contract without going to prison, just got a multi-billion-dollar consolation prize from outgoing New York City Mayor Dumberg. Just hours before Dumberg left office on December 31, the New York Daily News reports, Dumberg's administration pushed through a contract to hire the Canadian-based company to oversee an overhaul of the city's emergency, non-emergency hotline system. Rival companies are complaining that this company has little, if any, experience managing call centers. So why did Bloomberg do this? Two, Romney says Putin has been a better president than Obama. Mr. Romney, why didn't you say that during the debates? Then maybe we would believe anything you say. Next topic. Bloomberg says amnesty is needed to prevent national suicide. No, Mr. Bloomberg, this just shows you that a billionaire could be an idiot. Amnesty will be national suicide. Next story. There's a lot of stories. I don't know if I want to do all of them right at once. 855-407-282. Any topic is fair game. Let me start with the day. It's Monday. Let's not get over-revved already. I'm against illegal immigration and amnesty. It doesn't mean I'm against illegal immigrants as people. Do you understand the difference? It's like there used to be an old adage, attack the sin, not the sinner. Well, I attack the blanket amnesty, not the people who are here. They're not all bad. They're very hard workers. For example, I ate breakfast this morning at Denny's, which I never do. Normally, I don't eat anything in the morning or very little. I just eat at home. I don't have the inclination to. But I went to Denny's, which I haven't done in 20 years. I figured I'd have a grand slam. I didn't even know what it was, but it sounded good, and it was cheap, I thought. And I'm tired of cooking oatmeal that doesn't come out. I cannot make oatmeal. I just can't make it no matter how I try. Steel-cut oats, steel-cut. I can't make it. It sticks to the pot. The pots get ruined. I hate it. And I know that Denny's doesn't. So I couldn't believe it. For $7, I got two eggs. I got potatoes. I got oatmeal. I got toast. Who do you think cooked my food? Who do you think served my food? Who do you think checked me out? Well, there's your answer. I agree that our current immigration system is broken, but I disagree adamantly with the current fixes proposed by the Democrat administration. There are huge downsides to granting citizenship to 35 million people after they pay some taxes and a fine. I oppose amnesty. And the fact of the matter is you oppose it. The people who want it are Google, GE, Facebook, Microsoft, Marriott, anyone who employs illegals at a lower wage than they'd have to pay. You know, indigenous American workers want amnesty. So if you think that this is about kindness or compassion, you're mistaken. But you've heard all of this before, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore right now. I don't even want your opinions on it. I understand why you're opposed to it. I get it. But we've done it for so many years. I own the topic. I started it in 94. I've established my, credentials on it. I've written on it, and I think it's enough. Tomorrow, Obama will give the State of the Union speech in which he's going to say that he's going to use executive orders to get what he wants. Now, that's a bigger story. If we have a president who starts to rule by decree, we have a dictatorship, and he has to be stopped. He has to be impeached. There's no other words for it. He doesn't have the authority to override Congress willy-nilly. He can't do it. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll give you America. 855-407-282. Let's start with some sound on the Savage Nation. So who do you think cooked my breakfast? You? Who served my breakfast? You? Who checked me out of Denny's? You? No. Let's hear Mr. Romney in clip one.
I think Putin has outperformed our president time and time again on the world stage. We are, and I've said this before, geopolitical adversaries, not enemies, but adversaries geopolitically. And Putin lines up with Assad and gave Assad the cover that he needed and won a diplomatic battle with regards to Syria. He likewise keeps Edward Snowden as a bit of a stick in the eye at America. And I think most observers of the international political scene suggest that Russia has elevated itself in stature and America has been diminished.
I wish he had become president. Great voice, truly an American. We know where he was born. We know where his allegiances lie. Yes, he's a middle-of-the-road Republican, but boy, it would have been better having him, wouldn't it? And that's what happens when you become a fanatic and say, my way or the highway. What you wind up with is you wind up on the highway. You wind up on the highway. You don't understand that yet. Now you have Chuck Schumer, who in another time would have been arrested for sedition, where he says that anyone who opposes the president's agenda should be attacked by the U.S. government through the IRS. That would have been something you would have heard in communist Russia. Schumer saying a thing like that is not worrisome. It's embarrassing, by the way, for the Democrat Party. I don't know what they drink in Brooklyn. I have no idea whether it was the seltzer and all the carbon going to his brain as a youth that did it. Now, I understand why most liberals are afraid of global warming. I think that they have a carbophobia. It's a inordinate fear of carbon. And I think it's from all of the seltzer that they grew up on in the kitchens of Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Queens as youths. And I think that all the carbonated water in the seltzer went to their brains and, in a way, gave them a toxic overdose of carbon. And so when your mind is warped with carbon, you become a carbophobic. And wherever you look, there's carbon. Here's carbon, there's carbon. And so, therefore, if you're a carbophobic, of course you oppose global warming. You're afraid of it. What you don't understand, though, is that carbon is the essential building block of all living things, idiot. I mean, if you took seventh grade science, you would have learned that carbon is your friend, moron. Carbon is the building block of everything that is living. I mean, anyone can understand that. I think that even someone who went to nail hammer school could understand what carbon does. 855-400-7282. Let's take some calls. Richard on WABC, go ahead. You're on the air. What's on your mind? Fire away. Da-da-da.
Michael, I support amnesty because we don't have enough people to support the people who are retiring.
No. That's a simplistic argument. So on the face of it, that makes sense, except the numbers don't work, Richard. The problem is that for every worker who's illegal, there's two or three at home who don't work. They take social services. You're aware of that, aren't you?
Oh, yes, sir, I am.
Are you aware that one-third of all prisoners are illegal aliens who committed a felony in this country or multiple felonies?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the prisoners.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, one-third of all prisoners are those who came here not to work but to work the system. They raped, they robbed, they murdered, they stole. They ran people over while drunk. And so one-third of all prisoners are illegal aliens. We have to be very careful who we grant amnesty to. All immigrants are not equal, Richard. Thanks for the call. 855-407-282. If it's going to be all day long about immigration, it's going to be a tough show for me. But all right. We can do that if you want. Then we have the strange case of the Secretary of Homeland Security, someone who came out of nowhere to replace Big Sis. And he says, illegals have earned the right to be citizens. I don't know what he's talking about. This is an idiotic. Listen to clip seven.
Citizenship for those currently present in this country is a matter of, in my view, homeland security to encourage people to come out from the shadows.
Well, you can encourage them. Hold it. What do you mean come out of the shadows? So you want counterfeiters to come out of the shadows and keep counterfeiting? You want drug dealers to come out of the shadows by legalizing heroin and meth and saying, come out of the shadows? This is who, you see, everything is upside down. When you have a revolutionary in the White House, and he puts other warped people in high positions like this guy, he says that illegal aliens have earned the right to be citizens? How? I don't get it. This is crazy. But this is now what's upside down in the country, virtually everything. After a revolution, everything is upside down. The Republicans, by the way, will commit suicide if they go along with Obama on this. It will be the end of the Republican Party forever. It will be over. According to a new Quinnipiac poll released, this, they should rebrand their name, Quinnipiac. Can't they change it to Quinn? Can't they just say to a new Quinn poll, why Quinnipiac? Why must they make even a guy like me stumble on the word? I don't even know who they are. Why is that a reliable poll, Quinnipiac? Were they like a good tribe or something? According to a new Quinnipiac poll, wait a minute, Quinnipiac is a division of the Mohawk tribe, if I'm not mistaken. So why not just make it the Mohawk poll? According to a new Mohawk poll released this weekend, 99% of Americans do not consider immigration issues a priority. 17% of the U.S. population is Hispanic or Latino, and still only 1% would call this a priority. Even the Hispanic community is not in favor of amnesty. So when you hear the Republicans bellyaching that it's the American way, what you have to understand is they're answering only and solely to the gigantic money that is behind this movement. And there will be no Republican Party left after this. If they go along with Obama and don't fight him, if they go along with the president's proposal and don't fight him, they're finished. There are now 3 job seekers for every open job. And so Obama has a solution. He will double the number of guest workers entering the country every year, and he will grant immediate work permits to millions of illegal immigrants and triple the number of new immigrants granted permanent residency over the next decade. Now, how will that help those who are unemployed? How is that possible? How is that possible? It doesn't make any sense. So in other words, you have all of these people out of work in America or at low-paying jobs, and now you're going to bring in a flood of illegal aliens who are going to compete with them for those jobs? It's insanity. It's total insanity. And all it is greed. There's nothing but greed. It's to drive the price of wages down. It's a wage-price spiral. It's aimed strictly at undercutting the American labor force with lower wages. That's one man's opinion. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
Michael Savage.
The American people are sitting like a bunch of schmucks watching a dictatorship emerge in front of their eyes.
Weekdays, noon till 3, on Hot Talk by
60. There are a lot of tools that the president has through executive orders that he hasn't been very creative in the last few years in using. I'm not saying he's been uncreative, but he could have done more, and now I think he's understanding that they needed to really get some creative policy making going.
This is a man who in another time would have been arrested for sedition. His name is Jonathan Altered. He used to work for one of the big news outlets. I think he was a reporter for NBC, if I remember this guy. And he was hired now, I believe, by the government itself to just be a spokesmouth for General Electric and NBC, who wants illegal immigration because it'll drive the cost of labor down. So Jonathan Altered goes on the air, on MSNBC, and says that the president should be creative in his policymaking and use more executive orders. In other words, they're now calling for an outright dictatorship. It's amazing. They just say it, and that's it. Just they say it. I actually want to talk a few more minutes. It's Monday. You know, it's early in the week. Tomorrow's the State of the Union. It's going to be very political this week. And at the end of the show today, I have to go to the dermatologist and have the first treatment of my head for the skin cancer again. It's like visit 10 over the last 5 years. I hate the experience. They burn it off or cut it out on the side of the head. It's the price I'm paying for all the years of working in the rainforest for your sake, for the sake of humanity, collecting medicinal plants. But nevertheless, I don't like it. They have to cut the skin, then they burn it. You know, it really suppresses my immune system. I get very tired from it. I'm wondering, though, about why red diaper dopa babies hate America and how the leftists have become so warped about our country. And I really do have to stick with my theme of carbophobia, because it all ties in. Now, when I say carbophobia, I'm not talking about carbohydrates, although there could be a putative link between a fear and an aversion to carbohydrates for health, alleged health benefits, and a fear of global warming for the suspicion that it has something to do with global warming in the middle of the biggest chill that we've seen in a century. But carbophobia may be linked, in fact, to the great amounts of seltzer that was used in New York City when these people were in their formative years. Seltzer, for those of you who don't know what it is, came in a bottle, carbonated water without salt in it, and it was delivered by seltzer men. There was actually a seltzer man. In fact, some of the people in the media today may descend from seltzer men. I don't know. And then they went to a Bryn Mawr or Harvard, and they became, I don't know what, they learned how to put a tie on, and the rest is history. So today they're afraid of carbon wherever you turn. And I suspect it could be related to the upbringing. The red diaper dopa baby upbringing around the seltzer bottle is also legion. Everyone knows that virtue. If you saw a seltzer bottle, I would say there weren't two people removed from communism. Every seltzer truck, probably on a seltzer truck route, probably 6 out of 10 people were in some way related to the Communist or Socialist Party USA. Now, I say that for a reason, educated reason. It was mainly the poorer classes in New York, immigrants from Europe, who drank seltzer. It was a very popular drink in the old world for some reason. I don't know. I thought they were starving over there. I don't know how they drink seltzer in Poland and Russia. That part I didn't understand. But it was mainly the poor who drank this seltzer water. And many of them worked in the needle trades, you know, the International Ladies Garment Workers Union. You know, that was infiltrated from day one, from the get-go, by far-left radicals. And we're still suffering from the mentality of the ILGWU, the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. They still carry around this mentality. But I'm serious that somebody should do a dissertation on the link to the seltzer itself. And I think that we should root out all descendants of seltzer men in America. I think the FBI should look into the children of seltzer men, the grandchildren of seltzer men. Anyone with the name Seltzer should be investigated by the FBI and Homeland Security, because I think you can trace it all back to seltzer water. I mean that. Check it out. See if I'm wrong.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So before the break, I played the soundbite of a guy named Jonathan Altered, who apparently was altered by too much carbon in his youth from seltzer bottles. And I looked him up, and just as I feared, he's a product like a Frankenstein. He worked for Newsweek. We know what Newsweek is, an anti-American, anti-military, anti-police, anti-family, anti-church, just a rag. He's also written for the Stalinist New York Times, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, Vanity Fair, The New Republic, Bloomberg View, and other publications. Since 1996, Altered has been an analyst and contributing correspondent for nothing but Bolshevik news and more snotty nonsense by chicks. So now you understand what's happened to the media. You can't call me on any of this. It's Monday. I'm not ready to focus too hard yet on the show. I don't want you to think that I work too hard. I just work 7 days a week for this, you know, career of mine. But the thing is, I don't want to hit it too hard. We know what the amnesty is about. Low wages. End of story. Both parties are sold out. Period. End of story. It doesn't matter whether you're a libertarian, liberal, or conservative. Everybody knows this. Every poll shows this. The only question is, what can we do about it? See, this is the problem. When Obama starts using executive orders to get his way, what are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? The answer is nothing, and he knows it. So you're living in a dictatorship. If you do not have representation, then you don't have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. You may say, when did we ever have that? Lincoln himself was a dictator. Lincoln was a mass murderer and a dictator. You don't want to hear it because he's been elevated to sainthood. But Abraham Lincoln was a monster, a total monster. He devastated southern cities. He had his generals burn cities to the ground. You don't know that. People don't know anything about Abraham Lincoln. He was a monster. It's all been public relations about Lincoln. So he was a dictator, and he's one of Obama's heroes or mentors. He imposed martial law, but he's never been known for having imposed martial law. All you hear about is the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, there's another side to Lincoln. And you have to understand that there's a side to Obama that's very, very, let us say, treacherous. And also very worrisome. And we have to be focused on the fact that we have no representation. And it's a challenge to figure out what to do when he grants amnesty to the illegal aliens. He's done it already, though. How do you think he got reelected? You forgot that he did it. He did it illegally with the stroke of a pen. He granted amnesty to 4 million children of illegals who were here illegally. You think that they didn't vote? Of course that's how he got reelected, amongst other, you know, other treachery. So I don't want to eat my heart out on a Monday. I had a long week, and I worked on my book. I worked on my new novel, the third in the Jack Hatfield series. Those of you who don't know me, Abuse of Power was the first New York Times bestseller. A Time for War was the second New York Times bestselling novel. Not soon to be made into a major motion picture because of the bias against patriotic Americans like myself. Now, if I was a carbon drinker, if I had grown up drinking carbon and it affected me, I drank this stuff, but I must have an immunity to carbon the way I do to cholesterol. I'm starting to think that although I grew up on a high cholesterol diet and haven't died of a coronary occlusion, I suspect that one day a scientist will determine that there are people who have an immunity to carbon toxic overload as a result of too much seltzer in their youth. Think about it. Egg creams, New York, very popular. You know, give me an egg cream. What's an egg cream? Carbon, rich in carbon. Some people went under from it. And I didn't. It didn't affect me. I must have a carbon block or something in my neurons. But the thing is that the third in the series is being written right now. All I can say to you is it's better than the first two. I worked on it for 6 hours yesterday. My eyes are blurry from it. I'm not complaining. Then I'm working on The Coming Civil War, which is a frightening book. The more I write it, the more I get into it, the worse it looks for us. Because I think we're being goaded into some would say, well, it's not really a civil war that they're trying to goad us into. Some would argue it's sort of they want to create a revolution so they can suppress it and declare martial law. That they would say, well, that's closer to the truth. I said, well, how do you differentiate between a civil war and a revolutionary war in a nation? Because at the end of the day, people are forced to take sides. In this case, it is the government and their minions versus, by and large, the taxpaying public. That's how I see it. It's my view of it. Anyway, 855-407-282. Do you really want me to talk about immigration for 3 hours? I'm not going to do it. I think I know what you want me to talk about, but I haven't said a word about it yet. If you remember the Friday show, what happened, how I was viciously attacked, and I didn't talk about it. And I'm not going to talk about it because it just shows you what a lowlife he is and how frightened he is. Someone in the media said to me, look, he's threatened by you because you're now in his playground and you're beating him and your show sounds so much better than his. He's never had competition. I said, I'm not going to talk about the guy. I don't want to waste any more time about this guy. I mean, the fact is, I believe that Hannity should run for office, and I've said that before, because he has all the attributes of a politician. Shallowness, meanness, vanity, and greed. You can take that to the bank. And I would vote for him, by the way. For years, he's attacked politicians. Now he's going to become one, and we're supposed to believe he's going to be different. Yeah, all right, good luck, Sean. I wish you great luck. Run in Florida. I'll vote for you. You have all the correct attributes of a politician. Shallowness, meanness, vanity, and greed. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. It's the Savage Nation. Let's take some calls. Immigration, that's all we got. I don't know if I can take this anymore. All right, we'll take immigration. That's all. But they're repeating what I already said. KSFO, John, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Professor Savage. Thank you for educating America. Immigration. I really agree with limiting it. I'm not against it. However, I don't understand why they haven't done a simple thing, and that is estimate how many people are here. We have the International Monetary Fund and the Bank Fund. Estimate how many there from every country. Go to that fund, take out, estimate how much it costs to support them people, take out from every country how much it costs to support them, take that money out to support them in this country, and there you go, problem solved. That'll solve our debt problem.
John, look, there's simple math involved in the illegal. I want to be very clear, though. We can attack the problem of the illegal immigration problem without attacking the people. As I say, I had breakfast in Denny's. Who cooked my food, who served my food, who checked me out. I didn't ask their immigration status, but I can pretty much tell you they're probably illegal aliens working there, wouldn't you guess?
Yes.
Okay. So you could see they're nice people, they're hardworking. But we don't see the invisible costs of the hard workers. Those are the people at home who are not working. Those might be the many children in the schools who are not paying, the parents are not paying sufficient taxes for the cost of schooling them. That would be the cost of medication, medicine, hospitals. We don't have the money for it. That would be the great social costs, welfare, food stamps, earned income tax credits. We have no idea, perhaps even Section 8 housing. So if the worker's making $12 or $13 an hour, we are subsidizing that worker at the tune of probably $30 an hour in addition to that in soft costs from the Treasury. That's what I'm getting at.
Correct. I understand that. But if what I'm saying is if you stop the flow and take it back to the way it was, that everybody has to get in line, that stops the flow of people coming in, their own countries will stop them from coming over. And maybe we can...
Well, I don't agree with you. Mexico wants the least educated and the most unemployable to leave the country. That helps them balance their budget. See, if they get rid of the uneducated in their country and those that nobody wants to employ, how better than to send them north to the idiotic nation of America? Isn't that wonderful? You get rid of the people you don't want and send them north and then call them racists if they don't let them in and trample on your civilization?
But we have some of the most educated people right now unemployed who can't find a job. We have people...
Well, we understand that. Tell that to Zuckerberg. He wants to pay workers one-third the price at Facebook. That's what I figured out. That's why he's marching Mr. Undershirt, in order to make sure that he can get people to undercut American tech workers. I don't understand how people can't see through these people.
I don't understand either.
But John, the question is this. The Republicans are sold out to the Better Business Bureau. They're answering only to the major corporations. What are we the people going to do when they screw us like this is the issue?
Well, I know you don't like saying it, but we have to take it back. I know you don't like...
How? But a question. Methodology, how? How are we going to take it back?
Whatever means necessary. If we can't do it by vote, then we do it how it says in the Constitution.
Yeah, but are you really ready to go out and do that? Are you really ready to join a revolution?
Yes, I am.
Are you really at that point? Are you ready to give up your current life and join a militia and go fight? I mean, we're talking about something very, very different here than just voicing disapproval for a rogue government.
Don't you believe in what this country stood for? Not what it stands for now, but what it stood for.
Well, but if you're asking me, am I willing to join a militia and fight a civil war, the answer is no. No, I would leave that to phonies who say that they're going to do it and won't do it. You actually believe that there are people in the media who are going to leave their cushy media jobs and put on a uniform and go join you in the trenches and fight the government? Is that what you think they're going to do?
Well, a lot of them won't. But
who will? Tell me who will. Tell me who will. Tell me who will. I don't know who will. That's the issue. And the government knows that. That's why they're running all over us. It's that simple. 855-400-7282. Sean on WABC. ABC. Sean, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I was thinking that with the deliberate devaluation of the dollar and the mainstreaming of food stamps, how food stamps are going to be like the food tickets of old Soviet Union, where we're going to actually need it to survive.
You fear it's going to become that bad that the currency will become devalued?
I think it's deliberate. And I, like I said, you even have advertising on your station. I'm trying to make food stamps more acceptable to anybody, really.
What do you mean advertising? What are they selling?
No, just advertising that food stamps are available no matter, you know, what age you are, where you're coming from, or whatever.
They're advertising that on my show during the breaks? Oh, local. They must have us a little air time to fill. That's nice. Give them out. They should just drop them from an airplane. I think that the government really should consider the following, Sean. I think that they should get some of the airplanes we're not using to fight Islamofascism to drop millions of food stamps over, let's say, Mexico and Central America, the way we used to drop propaganda brochures on foreign populations. I think we should just drop food stamps on them and invite them to come in and flood the country. It's that simple. WABC, Vince, you're on the program. Go ahead, the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Good to hear from you. Good to talk to you again. Wanted to tell a quick story. I have a family member who was who married another family member of mine. I don't want to give too much away, or the black cars will be at my house tonight. But from another country, was sworn in as a citizen after the fact, but did vote for Obama in 2012.
That's what he was sworn in for. He was sworn to vote for Obama as an illegal alien.
Of course, but before, there must have been some sort of loophole, or I don't know how the heck he voted beforehand, but he did.
It's awful, isn't it, to see these things going on, and Homeland Security says that they earned the right to vote. Can you believe that?
Well, it's what makes it worse is that my vote, someone who pays attention, contributes to a society, owns his own business, has the same, has the vote count just as much.
That's right. Well, even more. I think that a legal American should have their vote counted half the time. Half of the vote should be thrown out because of the oppression of the third world people, Vince. You're not looking at it from the point of view of liberalism. See, they come from oppressed countries, and their vote should count twice as much as yours. You should only be two-thirds a person because you've had it so good for so long. It's time to give them their chance. That's the way the liberal sees it. That's the way Obama and his minions see it. Is that it's time to turn the country over to the illegal aliens in order to make certain that there's fairness and income quality. Income quality. 855-47282. You know, we're moving along rapidly here. I have a new caller who I haven't heard from on WBAP in Texas. Kurt, I want to put him up right now on the program. Kurt, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Savage. I was telling you, a screener, I'd heard of you in the past driving out in the desert. I don't know if you were bouncing off the ionosphere or whatever, but I really liked it. That'd be great if we got that in Dallas, and now we do.
So you like the show in Dallas. Did you used to listen to someone else?
Well, yeah, you call him the wall banger. I still don't know why you call him that. But I like Sean. But, you know, I just got to tell the truth. I always try to, and your show's better. That's all I can say.
Well, that's it. That's what it comes down to. I like him, too. I think he's a sweetheart. He's perfect, and I think he should run for office. His career in radio, the star has fallen. They moved him out an hour in television. You can't... Everyone knows that. His ratings are tumbling, so they put the blonde in. Okay, she's got better legs. So, anyway, he should see. He should read the handwriting on the wall. He's a clever young man. He's got plenty of years left. And he should move to Florida and run for office. He has all the attributes of a politician: shallowness, meanness, vanity, and greed. Don't you agree, Kurt?
Well, you know...
come on. I'm just pulling your leg. I'm going to send you a free copy of a novel, my friend. No, I'm going to send you the book, Trickle Down Tyranny. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
On Talk 560.
Short segment left. We were going to play Hillary Clinton saying, "My biggest regret is what happened in Benghazi," which we have to get to. It is certainly her biggest regret because it could cost her the presidency. And there's no question it's going to be one of her biggest regrets, because I suppose that Christie would have won had he not been smeared by the socialist, democrat, corrupt machine of America. You know, with the bridge closing. I mean, you can talk about the bridge closing all you want. It's certainly not as big as Benghazi Gate, IRS Gate, or any of the other scandals surrounding the Democrats. They did it to take him out because as moderate a Republican as he is, okay, he was electable. And he was the only choice thus far to emerge from the entire Republican side who can prove and raise the money and defeat Hillary. So the old Clinton machine took them out. They got their little minions over there in the wards of New Jersey and elsewhere in the Sopranosville to do their dirty work, and the rest is history. Now Christie is on the ropes. The question is, can the Republicans marshal anyone else? I don't know who it is. There's nobody else. Who is there? You want to talk about that in the next hour? Tell me who the Republicans have. I don't mean there aren't some good guys. Who can actually win running against Hillary? Who? Who? Name them. Name her. You don't even have a name. Because I can tell you what you're going to say, and he's not electable. The ice cream man is finished. He's back in Miami selling popsicles. He came and went. So who's the next one? It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You know, you make these choices based on imperfect information, and you make them to, as we say, the best of your ability, but that doesn't mean that there's not going to be unforeseen consequences, unpredictable twists and turns. You know, my biggest, you know, regret is what happened in Benghazi. It was a terrible tragedy.
Yeah, well, it was. Not only for the people who died and for America's, let's say, image abroad, but frankly, it will plague Hillary all the way up to and through the election. We know she's the putative candidate. She's the one who's going to run. And the question I raise to you in this hour, maybe it's too soon to ask you, is who do the Republicans really have who can really win? I don't mean who's not a good person. There are plenty of good conservatives out there, but who can actually win? That's one topic. We're open to other topics. I don't want to stick to just this for the hour, okay? It gets boring, and it gets stifling, and you're listening to the Savage Nation. So now let's play Blue Monday so I can go to the callers. And I want to hear old Fats Domino. As many people wait for this every week. If they don't hear it, they feel sick. Mm-hmm. Here come Tuesday.
I'm so tired, got no time to play. Here come Wednesday.
Anyway, we're here. It's Blue Monday on the Savage Nation. The week opens with Blue Monday. It closes with Rock and Roll Friday. I got Chicken Curry Tuesday. I got Weepy Wednesday. I got Thank God It's Thursday. Every day is another theme on the show. But let's stick to who you think can actually beat Hillary Clinton. And any other topic that is on your mind. I don't want to get sidetracked into just politics. There's more to the world than simply politics, I think. WFTL, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Carlos, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, thank you for taking my call. It is a great honor and privilege to speak with you. I tell you, I never thought I would hear you in South Florida in the home of the Hanging Chad. I've been listening to you for years. I started listening out to you as a dock worker, and convincing my fellow buddies out there on the dock, mostly unionized, that they need to listen to Michael Savage. That raw, unadulterated truth will break through no matter what. I broke through to a few, but not very many, sir.
Well, I understand. I have my way of looking at the world. I'm an immigrant son. That's important to know. So I have one foot in the old world, one foot in the poor world, one foot in the current world, one foot in the future world. I think I see the world the way most Americans who think see the world, Carlos. And it's interesting to me that you say dock workers, because I almost speak as though you could put me on a dock with dock workers, and I can guarantee you they'd understand what I'm saying and that it's in their interest to listen. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly right, because, you know, we were always known as being rough around the edges, and I remember being moved from the docks to the corporate office, and I was moved for strong leadership. But as soon as I started speaking like you, the unadulterated truth, they wanted to censor me. They wanted me to tell me that no.
That's right. Carlos, once you move into management, you have to become a politician. And if you're a politician, it means you have to basically lie.
Well, it's okay, because I didn't survive in management, and I'm back out there on the front. Well,
Carlos, if you were shallow enough, mean enough, vain enough, and greedy enough, I'm sure you'd be moving up the corporate chain. And then eventually you could even run for office in Florida along with some talk show hosts.
Unfortunately, that is not what I am cut out of.
No, I could never be a politician, Carlos. I wouldn't last the day in that world. It's a very tough business. Carlos, thanks for sticking with me on the Savage Nation. 855-407-282. That opens up a line to the Savage Nation, which is the most skeptical show in radio, incidentally. It is the most skeptical show in radio. I'm even skeptical of myself, which is a hard act to follow. It's a hard act to follow. Obama, we've especially got to teach young men to show women the respect they deserve. Where is this coming from? Let's hear clip 18, because this is bizarre, this whole thing with sexual harassment from the president. I want to hear clip 18, Neil.
I've created the White House Task Force to protect students from sexual assault. We're going to help schools do a better job of preventing and responding to sexual assault on their campuses. Because
How about helping them teach reading, writing, and arithmetic instead of sexual assault? I mean, everything is upside down. The eye that alters, alters all. Blake wrote that. The eye that alters, alters all. And apparently Obama's eyes were altered a long time ago, where everything is seen through the lens of this far-left academic universe, where the biggest problems in the world are not the real problems facing America. So now it's his job to teach young people how to behave. Of course we want women to be protected. But what is he going to do? What does he want boys to do? Not look at a girl? Not talk to a girl? Not ask a girl on a date? How far do you want to go with this insanity, Mr. President? Is this the job of a government? He thinks so. Listen to clip 19. Listen to 19.
Some of this is a job for government. But really, it's up to all of us. We've got to teach young people, men and women, to be brave enough to stand up and help put an end to these crimes.
Ah, come on with these crimes.
Especially
it's an epidemic. There's a bunch of crap put out by the women's movement, the radical leftist women.
Every young man in America to know that real men do not hurt.
We know that. We know that.
Who are fathers have a special obligation.
We know that.
Every young man out
what father teaches their son to abuse women? See, this is his answering to one of his core constituencies, the radical, crazy, leftist women's groups, who are telling him there's an epidemic of sexual assault in the military, on campuses, and he's got to control it. It's a method of taking over the country, in my opinion. Everybody opposes violence against women. I oppose violence against America, by the way. I'd rather hear more of the government's time spent on stopping the violence against America. And I mean the Islamo-fascist violence and infiltration of America. That's what I want to talk about is when America slept. That's what I want to talk about is the penetration of every agency in this country by this propaganda and a movement towards Sharia law. And if you think I'm just making it up, you don't know what's going on around you. But forget about it because it's too far ahead of the curve to even talk about it. Richard on WABC on a much more important topic than what Obama brought up. Richard, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, great talk to you. Thank you for ringing the bell of truth and freedom. And tomorrow night the president's going to talk about the State of the Union. But I'm shocked about the State of our Union with the facts you brought up about the F-35 having the Chinese magnet parts in there and the waiver. But here's what I learned. I don't know whether you heard about this detail. Those parts were already installed in the plane. They found out about it after the fact.
That's right. And they even named the individual who permitted China to sell us these $2 magnets to put into our most advanced jet fighter. You have to ask yourself, why did China get that contract? Now, the answer is they have rare earths, that allegedly are not available in America. And for that reason alone, we let them basically put Trojan horse viruses into our airplanes.
Well, that's a breach of national security, the fact that it was...
Well, that's right, but when you have a government that breaches national security on a daily basis, who's going to look out for us? Who's going to watch them?
Well, I hope this is part of the presidential debate, and where is the congressional investigation on it, and it really concerns me that...
Richard, you're 1,000% right. Why doesn't a Republican take on the issue of national security and show how Obama has weakened our national security? Step by step, from the purging of the generals to the infiltration of our manufacturing process... with parts that could be Trojan horses to control or to monitor our military equipment. That's a very good point. See, now that's something that's so off the ken of the average person listening to radio, but he's right. Jacksonville, Florida, WBOB, Michael, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Michael, I want to talk about they need to hammer Benghazi with Hillary, and they need to hammer the Travelgate and tell her if she can't manage to secure the embassies, what makes her think she can be commander-in-chief? And as far as the president candidate for the Republicans, I would say Dr. Ben Carson. He's more brilliant than by far than any of the progressives.
Yeah, but he's not electable. He's not electable because he has no presence, and I don't think he can gain the presence in the time necessary to become for the presidency. I don't think he can be elected. I think he'd make a fabulous head of HHS. that if a conservative won, he should make Carson the head of HHS, that's for sure. I mean, he's a brilliant pediatric neurosurgeon. I know who he is very clearly. He's a brilliant man, but he's not going to be president. That's wishful thinking. You know, here's another issue. We have an African-American hero by the name of Congressman Alan West. Everyone knows that I've been a fan of his. I've contributed money to his campaign. I had him in my home in Florida with his lovely wife and daughters. Do you know that he will not come on this show anymore? Did you know that? Mark it down, whatever the day is. Mark it down. Today is the 27th of January, 2014. I've just disclosed to you that his staff and Alan West himself refused to come on the Savage Nation. Now, there's another congresswoman who did this, and then she disappeared from the public scene. Her name was Michelle Bachmann. Remember, she came on the show years and years ago, if you've been listening to me for that many years, and she started to cry that she needed money, and she was being attacked, and Hillary was out to get her. Well, I gave her money. You gave her money. We saved her career. And the minute she became more prominent, she hired these slick advisors who said, don't go on that guy Savage's show. And I think she then started to appear on Wallbanger on a regular basis. Well, tell me what happened to her political career soon thereafter. She's gone, isn't she? The same thing is happening with Alan West. Same exact scenario, the same arc, same advisors, same mentality, and I predict the same future. The same has happened to Ted Cruz. And for that reason alone, I will tell you he'll never win the election. It's not that I'm so important. They're all thinking that they can spit on the conservatives who listen to this show, who are quite significant in terms of activity and voting, and still be elected. They're wrong. They're wrong. They may be part of the cabal. And that cabal is this hard to believe. You don't understand something. And I didn't want to get into it, but I may have to get into it one day. Maybe today is not the day. The link between certain radio hosts, certain publishing companies, certain websites, certain professional guests who appear on their shows over and over again, peddling each other's products, books, and vision, is so overwhelmingly similar to the very enemy that they claim has a conspiracy against America. You don't understand that. It's all a business. What you don't understand is that it's all a business to them. You can't understand it. Now, they may be conservative at heart, but fundamentally they're businessmen first. If you look at certain magazines who were attacking me, if you look at the publishing companies attached to those magazines, if you look at the books that they've published and who writes them and whose shows they're on, if you then look at the shows that continuously attack Michael Savage, even though they claim to be Let Freedom Ring types, you'll come to understand that it's the ultimate form of cronyism. And they kick business up to each other. They established a monopoly in broadcasting and publishing for their own books and media empires. And all the while they accused Obama and the left of cronyism. And yet they're the exact same thing, which is why people are cynical about them and have a certain cynicism towards them and say, the heck with all of them, I don't believe any of them. And the fact is that as an independent conservative who is now suddenly in prime time, in their playground, they don't know what to do and they're going berserk. I finally made it into the playground. They can't compete with me on the issues of talent alone and ideas, and so they invent things and try to smear me. But let me tell you something. They've already lost. Simply by smearing me, they've lost. It's as simple as that. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
I've always enjoyed stories about cars and adventures, and I have to confess that one of the regrets I have about my public life is that I can't drive anymore. My husband thinks that's a blessing, but he's the one who should talk. Last time I actually drove a car myself was 1996, and I remember it very well, and unfortunately so does the Secret Service.
That helps you relate to the average person. That's really smart. That really helps you relate to the average person, the average soccer mom, wants to hear you haven't driven since 1996. So what do you know about the price of gas? What lease prices? I hear that she's going to star in a new movie produced by Harvey Weinstein and directed by Martin Scorsese. It's called Driving Bubba Crazy. Sorry, couldn't resist. It's a joke. It's a takeoff on Driving Miss Daisy. You got to understand. How about one politician talking about the death of culture in America? Did you see the vile sickness in the Grammys last night? Did anyone see the vileness and listen to the lyrics of the gutter rats who were giving each other awards? The words were so filthy and dirty, I can't even repeat them on the show. And there was a great editorial on death of culture in America, Grammy award style, today on the Fox News website by Tommy DeCino, who contributes to Ricochet.com. He's an attorney and proud Catholic. He hails from Asbury Park, New Jersey. And he said, in America, we recognize grand achievements of popular culture by bestowing various awards upon artists. Sunday night at the Musical Grammy Awards, we honored the following triumphs in lyrical creativity, reflective of our lofty artistic ideals. And then he quoted various rap stars with some of the dirtiest lyrics you could ever imagine. Every word was F and N and MF, S word. Every word was dirtier than the others. And so he says, history will show that in 2014, well, I can't even read the words, that's what's honored by these low-life, degenerate drug addicts, by the way, most of whom have been invited to the White House. That shows you what is going on in this country from the highest level downward. I'd like to see one politician talk about the degeneracy and the degradation of our family values and what to do about it. Like one politician, name one who'll do that. There's only one, and I don't think he's electable, and that's Rick Santorum. I had on the show, had him on the show 2 weeks ago. He's the only one who will talk about the degradation of our culture and family values. Thus far, the rest of the useful politicians will not talk about the things that matter to us, which is family. Family is the building block of every society. Family is the building block of every civilization. You destroy that building block, you destroy that society and that civilization, which is exactly what the radical left has been doing from the day they gained their foothold in this society and in its culture. Hollywood has spent every waking moment with the, let us say, glorification of drugs and violence, and the most, I don't have to repeat the words, you know what they do for a living. By doing it, they've destroyed the mind of America and the world. And they have, by the way, provoked radical Islam. I keep repeating to you something you're never going to read on any website, because they're all owned by the same companies that own the Hollywood industry.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
And the Grammy goes to Death.
And the Grammy goes to Royals by Joe Liu and Eliel Chapana.
Great, great, great. Another trade show of the sick and degenerate. Welcome back to the program. You know, every month I get a copy of Variety, which I never subscribed. I don't know how they got my name. I don't know what to do. It's overly large. I can't give them away. Nobody wants them. I do watch movies at night. I told you that. I try to avoid the gratuitously violent movies. I like drama and plots. I don't watch vampire movies. I don't watch supernatural movies. But I like movies. I think there's so much genius in filmmaking. I love to watch them. And as a fiction writer, I really enjoy it. I like television series. I love Magic City. It went nowhere. 3 million viewers. I like Boss. I thought it was fabulous with, I forget the actor's name. He'll get mad at me. 2.4 million viewers. It went nowhere. It was fabulous. Of course, I watch Sopranos reruns. You know, there's new stuff out. Black Sails. Garbage. Terrible. I mean, such a hokey pirate thing. I have no idea why they even created it. Pirates who speak English like that are dressed like mannequins and in Barney's. I don't get it. Pirates didn't look like that. You go to Pelican Bay, you go to one of the prisons in California like Corcoran, and you'll see you look like pirates. They didn't look like an actor from Barney's. Da Vinci's Demons, I have no idea what it is. Spartacus, Gods of the Arena, I have no idea why anybody watches that stuff. But they're not particularly vile. They're entertaining, and that's fine. We need entertainment. We need to escape our daily lives. But when you listen to music and the awards they give each other, and the lyrics of the music are so debased that you can't even repeat the words. It's music gone wild. It's the music of the most deranged, drugged-up people on the planet, and they're invited to the White House. Is it any wonder the people are shocked at the loss of values? coming out of the White House and in the country in general. Every other word was F and S and N. Every other word was C word, MF word, S word. The ghetto garbage that has risen to the top of the music business has debased and destroyed the entire industry. I don't care how much money they make. It doesn't matter to me. It is garbage. It's trash. And the White House should not invite them there and give them a reward simply because they're popular. At least that's one man's opinion. You may not agree with me, but I know you do. At least I expressed the opinion of most Americans. Now, one Republican can get up once and say it's enough of this filth and garbage coming out of Hollywood. We are sick of these award ceremonies that glorify this filth, but you're never going to hear it. So let's go back to our little conversation of who can defeat Hillary Clinton on the Republican side. Let's hear what you have to say. I don't think I'm going to even comment. Let's begin on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Frank, welcome to the Savage Nation. 216 affiliates and growing. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Dr. Savage. I'm a first-time caller, and I just started listening to your show 2 months ago, and now I'm addicted. I've got to be here to listen to your show. What's on?
Well, and it's nice to hear. I mean, we look, those of us in the media want to hear that, and it's nice to hear. I truly think if you do give me 15 minutes, you'll never stop listening.
Thank you so much. But I just picked up a new book the other day. It's the book by Robert Gates. I'm thinking to myself, here's a man that doesn't owe anybody anything. He's a straight shooter. He knows a little bit about academia. He knows a little bit about the business world. And most importantly of all, he's for the troops.
Yes, I would vote for Robert Gates. I don't think the Republicans would ever nominate Robert Gates because I don't know why. Maybe he's not beholden to the establishment to the extent that he should be. You know, he served under many presidents. He's not simply a defense secretary who worked for one president. He was across two or three administrations, if I remember correctly.
It's even more than that. He's got that experience. And most of all, he knows his opponent extremely well.
Wait, you mean the opponent being radical Islam or who?
Someone like Hillary Clinton.
Well, I think Bob Gates would be a fabulous Republican because I do think national security is the number one issue that interests me particularly. And I'd love to see him run, and we'll leave it at that. Very good idea. Never heard of him as a particular candidate. I personally think that they're going to run Romney again and he's going to lose. I think Romney's being set up again as a fall guy. I swear to you, that's my instinct. He's doing too many shows all of a sudden. And it's going to be the same thing all over again. He's going to get up there, she's going to wipe the floor with him, and he's going to go away. You see, you don't understand about what's involved here. What you don't understand about why people want to run for office is how much money is involved. The PACs that are set up can raise any amount of money. It does not have to go into the candidate's pocket per se. It goes into the hands of their surrounding entourage, friends, family, business interests, etc. So if you raise $300-400 million or more for a candidacy, I don't know what it costs to run for anything anymore. I know that probably $1 billion would be too little to run for the presidency. But that $1 billion is spread around, and it's spread around and increases your power in the orbit around you. So there's huge benefits to running and losing. You don't understand that. Which is why some people in talk radio are seeing greener pastures. And I say to you, there are individuals who are saying they're going to leave radio and run for office. And I say, well, they should. Some of them have the perfect qualifications to run for office. They're shallow enough, mean enough, vain enough, and greedy enough. It's that simple. And someone has to do that dirty work. I mean, it's the second world oldest profession. I think politicians, the political world is probably the world's oldest profession. Older than even the one that we heard is the world's oldest profession. I would say being a politician is even older than being a you-know-what. I don't know. You know, it's easy to bash politicians, but someone has to do that job. I couldn't do it. I really couldn't. I don't have the nature to be in office. Trending now in opinion, a 92-year-old's 9 secrets for long, happy, healthy, sexy, and rewarding life. Oh, I'm really interested in a 92-year-old's ideas on sex. I can't wait to read that one. The Death of Culture in America, Grammy Award style. State of the Union coming. I hate the State of the Union Day. Of all the years I've been in radio, 20 years, It's my least favorite day in radio. The clapping drives me crazy. The idiots who stand there on Prozac or crack, whatever they're on, they don't stop. All the guys, they wore the glad handing and the walking out and slapping him on the back, and it's the in crowd, and everyone knows each other, and this, and the clapping, every word he says, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Hey, he started in 5 minutes. And I want to say today, the state of the nation has never been better. And they don't stop clap. How can you take it? What kind of country is this? A nation of monkeys, morons. You know, sometimes I watch the parliamentary debates in England, and they actually have to defeat each other verbally to make a point. They learn debating at Oxford or at Cambridge. They come from educated backgrounds. We seem to come from a nation of something other than educated human beings. What kind of State of the Union address is it where they go on with clapping for so long that it drowns out in a resonance anything that the president may have said? You can't even remember what he said. The whole thing is a sham and it's a waste of time. He's going to say nothing we haven't heard 1,000 times before. So I'm not looking forward to it. Thank God it's not on during my show. And you see, if I was still on at night, unfortunately it would be on and I'd have to listen to it. Tomorrow, thank God, it'll be a State of the Union free day. We'll just give you some, what's he going to talk about? Immigration? Granting amnesty through executive order? Well, we'll talk about that, see what you think about that. But right now I want to focus on who you think could actually run and beat Hillary Clinton. And if she does run and lose, she can appear in that movie Driving Bubba Crazy. WBAP, Trey, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Dr. Savage, for having me on. There's a upcoming senator who simply blew Texas away. He was incredible. And I think he's going to be the next president of the United States. So he will be the obvious Republican candidate. And that's Ted Cruz. And I was wondering what your thoughts were about Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz.
Well, I don't know. He won't come on the Savage Nation. Do you have any idea why?
Well, we're going to change that real quick. I'll bet you after the elections, the midterm elections, he will come on your program. I'll
bet you right on the air right now $100 that he won't. I will bet you that he's being advised by the same louts who advised Romney and advised all the other Republicans not to come near the Savage Nation. There's another reason, which is that he's in the camp of Wallbanger. He's a regular on the Wallbanger show, so I think they made a deal probably that if we have you on, you can't go on Savage's show because the competition is too severe. But hey, I'll tell you more about Ted Cruz when I actually get a chance to speak with him. Don't know him. I've no idea who he is. Of course I know who he is. He says the right things, but do I really know what he stands for? I don't know. 855-407-282, Savage Nation. Not time for a break, time for a call. WABC, Henry, your choice for the next president of the United States.
Hi, Dr. Savage. First of all, I'm very happy that you replaced Sean Hannity. I was listening to him for 3 years, and he is so boring and so shallow. And so you're exciting, and it's an excitement to be in the car and to listen to you every day. That's number one.
Well, I can't say anything but thank you. I mean, what can I say? I don't want to hear that.
Number two, I think Chris Christie wasn't electable. When he gave the keynote speech at the Republican convention, he spoke about himself all the time, and that was disgusting. I think Rand Paul, he is like you. He's super smart, genius, and he's a libertarian. This is what people look for. And
I would love Rand Paul to run, and I'd like him to win, but I don't know that he's electable. See, there's a difference between what I like and who could actually be elected.
I know, but the point of him is, in economics, he's a libertarian, people like this. In a foreign policy, he's not so radical as his father, and he stands for one thing like you, and he says the truth. He's not like...
No, I like both Rand and Ron Paul. Both of them are wonderful men with great ideas. I want to be very clear. I am just asking who could actually defeat Hillary is the issue. Does Rand Paul have the fire in his belly necessary to fight Hillary Clinton verbally on a stage? In other words, is he a street fighter verbally?
That's a good point that you're making.
He's a very polite man, very, very highly educated, comes from a fine family, and those are all detriments in the world of politics. I mean, you need someone who is verbally capable of standing on their feet and reacting immediately thinking on their feet, no cue cards, and coming back with a quick retort to anything that may be thrown at him, and also to throw their opponent off balance immediately. You know, and I don't think that that's possible from him. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. It's 52 minutes after the hour. We got time for a couple of calls before the first 2 hours are up. Let's go to MAL in Washington, D.C. John, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, how are you doing today?
Tell us your idea, John, because I see on the screen you really know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I listen to you all the time, and you speak the truth, and I admire that in you. And I wonder, when you talk about the degradation of the country, if you've ever looked into the root cause of this, as far as history can show, a man named Aleister Crowley, who lived in the early 1900s.
Yes, he was a big influence on the Beat Generation. I know exactly who he is.
Yes, but his mission, he had a mission. And his mission was to transform the Western society as it was then. His mission was to attack the family. His mission was to alienate children from their parents, to liberalize them. And
yeah, no, I know. I remember he was very big in the 60s. He was an English occultist, magician, poet, and he founded the religion and philosophy of Thelema, in which he himself was the Holy Grail. I get it.
Well, but the thing about it is, people like Tim Leary, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, they all carried on his mission. Like,
thank you very much. Absolutely. The Beatles were messengers of Aleister Crowley. I agree. Hey, this is a whole program, John. This is a cultural show that's so important to do. But the question is, what do we do about it now? When you come to the end line where the music awards are filled with the most vile, disgusting, sick language imaginable by drug addicts and sickos of the lowest level, and they're invited to the White House, what can you do about it when a country's been degraded to this level?
Well, what's the only way you fight evil? I mean, can you make...
The only way you fight evil is with good, and the only way to fight evil is with honesty. And the only way to fight evil is with someone who'll stand up for what he believes in and run on those positions. I don't see that yet. I see the same rubbish being spewed by the Republican candidates as by the so-called Democrat candidates. It's the same left-wing rubbish.
Well, everyone's all in on the same team. I mean, really, on one level or another, I see this as a front. It's an attack on society.
You're talking about cronyism in a certain way, the cronyism of the government media complex. Well, I want to ask you a loaded question. On this other side of the spectrum, on the conservative side in radio and on television, do any of them ever talk about family values?
Well, absolutely not.
Well, you just answered your own question. It's one gigantic cluster, you know what, and it's all cronyism all the time, whether it be on the so-called conservative side or the liberal side, which is why so many people identify themselves as libertarians. They understand it's all a sham, and they understand that this cronyism does not simply apply only to the Democrats and the left.
Right. But, you know, the problem is with the people. You know, there's too many people who are...
Well, when you say people are not good or bad. People are all things at all times. And people can be shaped by leaders. Unfortunately, right now we have a void of leadership, as we all know. That's an old statement. But it's worse than that. We have a president who takes the lowest dregs of the entertainment industry and brings them into the White House to debase the institution of the presidency itself. He's not inviting family values entertainers who support mother and father. He invites those who degrade mother and father and degrade the family and then lectures us about sexual assault. If you listen to the lyrics that were given awards last night at the Grammys, it's all about sexual assault. And yet the president has the nerve to get up and give a speech against sexual assault. He ought to start by saying, I will not have any of those vile musicians in my White House ever again because they are promoting sexual assault. That's all I have to say. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
If you're not going to discuss the issues, there's no reason for you to be in talk radio.
You may as well continue to do stand-up on Fox News.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You know, you make these choices based on imperfect information, and you make them to, as we say, the best of your ability, but that doesn't mean that there's not going to be unforeseen consequences, unpredictable twists and turns. You know, my biggest, you know, regret is what happened in Benghazi. It was a terrible tragedy.
What difference at this point does it make?
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday.
It is the Savage Nation, the most carbon-rich program on the air. Welcome. The phone number is 855-407-282. We love carbon on the Savage Nation because we know that carbon is the building block of all living things. Apparently the left doesn't even understand that carbon is a part of every one of their molecules, every one of their cells, rather. Every plant, every animal built on the carbon frame. And as I jokingly said in the last hour, I believe the left is so obsessed with carbon because they grew up on seltzer water in these socialist communist households, primarily in Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan, that the carbon must have created some sort of toxicity in their brain. And today they've developed a carbophobia. But getting down to the serious issues of the day, the issue is Hillary Clinton. Obviously, she's going to run. My feeling is they're going to run Romney, and he's going to lose again. I think he's being set up to lose again. And my fear is that's what's going to happen again, that it's already predetermined. They've worked it out, and it's just a card game, excuse me, a shadow on the wall game again. But I'll ask you on the program today who you think can run and win against Hillary Clinton. That's the real question. You know, WABC on any issue. Kathy, WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Oh, a long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm calling because I totally agree with you as far as those the people that go to the White House to sing. It's a disgrace.
A disgrace. The Grammys, every other word was F and MF and C, and it's the most disgusting, demented lowlifes in America give themselves awards, and the president has them come to the White House? What does it tell you about the president? Then he gives a speech about sexual harassment and sexual assault against women. The people he has in the White House, all their lyrics are about assaulting women.
I mean, when did the United States get that stupid? My girlfriends and I, we feel this way. The problem is there's more takers than makers now. And that's the problem here. And that's why Hillary and all those other idiots that run for the White House or that are in the White House get elected.
That, well, of course it is. They flooded America with illegal aliens, many of whom work, but there's the silent number of them who do not work. They stay home and they take social benefits from the middle and the working class. We understand that. And they are who the demagogues use to get elected over and over again. How else do you explain the Sandinista-loving mayor of New York getting elected by such a plurality? Who voted for him? The people who actually work for a living? Or the people sitting there on food stamps and shipping it home to the Caribbean?
You know,
the big boxes full of food that they buy that they don't even need. How about all the money that's being shipped out of America by the so-called starving masses of illegal immigrants who are sending how many billions a year home? How many billions a year do they send back to their home countries? Untaxed wages that they've earned here under the table, sending it back to Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Uruguay, Paraguay, my way, your way, his way, all aboard. It's the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. Who could actually run and win? WJR, Detroit. Joe, you're up. Go ahead, please. Fire away.
Oh, hello. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you asked about the presidents.
Jeb Bush is the information I got from my research. That's the best I can tell you if you wanted an answer there.
What do you mean? He's going to win?
Yeah.
How could he win? But we had two Bushes already. They're very unpopular right now.
Well, that's what I got out of my reading and so forth.
You think that Jeb Bush is going to run and win? I don't think he has a ghost of a chance, frankly. I think the Bush name is finished the same way the Clinton name is over. Look, Clinton was president for 8 years. I don't think America is ready for Hillary Clinton. And I'll tell you something else. Women do not like her. She has high disapproval ratings amongst women. Despite the fact she's running as a woman, so what? Well, we had our experiment already with the first black president. How'd that work out for America? Now what, we need another experiment with the first woman president? You know, this country is not a social experiment. This country is not a laboratory for the left to play with. We've seen the disaster and devastation of Obama in the years that he's been in office, and he's not through yet with the wrecking ball. So, no, I don't think that Hillary's a shoo-in, incidentally, by the way. Lexington, I assume Kentucky, WVLK, Tex. Tex, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
How are you doing today, sir?
What's on your mind?
Man, you know, I listen to people on a daily basis, being a liberal in a fairly conservative state when it comes to national elections. It's been tough the last couple months with the Obamacare coming in and looking at possible candidates for the next election. And, you know, I could see reason to go a different direction than what we've been going, even though I...
Now, what's your main point, Tex? You're trying to say something, but you're not making it clear. What is it exactly?
I can't see a Republican candidate that can win a national...
All right, well, thanks for the thought. I don't know why you got on the show, but all right, things happen. WJR, another caller on who can possibly win and beat Hillary. Walt on WJR, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Well, I believe, first of all, the elections are rigged. I think the economy is rigged. I think the banks are rigged. And I would like to see Scott Walker run, since what he's done a great job in Wisconsin. And I ran into a blogger at a wedding in Chicago. And he lives in Washington, a young conservative. And he said the young guys are really high on Scott Walker. So I don't.
I'd like to see him come out and express his policies, and I'd like to see him get a little more public exposure. I know that the left will try to smear him, as they do anybody they oppose. They took down Christie, even though he was one of them in a way. Christie was a moderate Republican, and look what they did to him. You can just imagine what they'll do to somebody who's not a moderate Republican, someone who's actually a conservative Republican. Can you imagine what the vermin on the left who produce these vile records and movies would do to him? Thanks for the call. 855-407-282 is the phone number. Let's go to the next call of WDRC. Terry, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Hi, Michael. You're one of my heroes, by the way. I mentioned that the last time I was on.
As long as you don't call me a great American, we can have a good time.
No, you're my hero. You really are. I just got through reading a book by Leonard Peikoff called The Ominous Parallels, a brilliant study of America today and the ominous parallels with the chaos of pre-Hitler Germany. And there was
Wait, slow down, because I'm a very deep student of the Weimar Republic. And I have spoken about the Weimar Republic extensively on the Savage Nation. There are tremendous parallels to the Weimar Republic and today. There is no question about it. In some ways, we have exceeded the Weimar Republic with regard to one area only, and that is degeneracy. The cultural degeneracy that brought Hitler to power was baby talk compared to the filth and degeneracy that is being promulgated from the sewer pipe of Hollywood today.
You got it, Michael. That's the truth. And Immanuel Kant didn't, he was a definite influence on culture, too.
Now, wait a minute. I remember reading Immanuel Kant in college, and I certainly remember just very little. He wrote Critique of Pure Reason, if I remember, but we're talking about 1781, long before the nail gun was invented. And what I'm asking you is, how would you say that a book written in 1781 by Immanuel Kant could have influenced society today?
Because the whole epistemological argument was to get rid of reason, okay, and put irrationality in its place, and feelings, not rationality, not thinking, okay, in other words, we'll act first, and then we'll see what the results are, and that's what Obama does, and I think it has filtered through the centuries and the years, And that's why we have this influence, okay? And I'm sure there's many other things, including Hollywood.
You know, you're a very, very thoughtful woman. What was your background before, I mean, in the past? What did you do?
Well, I've suffered all my life from this thing called agoraphobia. I went to college for 4 years. I mean,
you suffered agoraphobia. You're afraid of open spaces?
Yes, I can't travel, hon. I can't travel.
I don't blame you. I don't have agoraphobia, but I hate traveling.
Well,
it's not a fear. I just don't like the crowding of airplanes and bad hotel rooms.
Well, see, now that's claustrophobia with me.
You got me there. I'm not afraid of open spaces. In fact, I often live next to an open bay because I like open spaces. So you stay home in a room?
Yes.
But you're a big reader, obviously. Did you go to college, Terry?
Four years to the University of Hartford, and I've had a big influence in my life, and she's wonderful, and she's taught me so much about.
But for you to understand, and actually what you did tonight on the show is brilliant. It's too much to take on, but he was one of the early Enlightenment philosophers, is basically how the average person would remember him. But it's amazing that you could trace the, let us say, liberalism or the feeling-isms of today to this one philosopher way back then, Terry. Thank you, and God, I wish this country had more educated people. 855-400-7282. We have time for one more caller right now. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Conrad, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. I can't compete with Terry there. I mean, she's on the ball. As a conservative voter here in Virginia, we've had to choose from the lesser of two evils for three or four election cycles.
Yes.
And I don't believe the conservatives are going to come off the couch again for just about anybody that's, you know, got their head stuck up right now.
So you think Hillary is going to win for sure? They're not going to run anyone who can defeat her. Is that it?
I mean, you made a statement a few minutes ago about the Clintons' power waning. Not here in Virginia, brother. They own this place.
Well, then maybe Hillary's the one. We may as well not have the election. Just give the money to the poor.
Well,
why don't we just cancel the elections for 2016 and give it to Hillary Clinton? Why waste our time? I'm not that pessimistic. It's the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America. I recommend that you go to michaelsavage.com. In a few seconds, I'll be right back right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
Any topic is fair game. There are many other stories that are worth looking at. Remember the Obamacare website contractor who got $800 million from Obama related to Michelle Obama, her old friend, and the Obamacare website failed? Well, she's just been rewarded by Mayor Bloomberg. Her company, CGI Federal, which is losing its federal contract without going to prison, just got a multi-billion dollar consolation prize from outgoing New York City Mayor Bloomberg. Just hours before Bloomberg left office on December 31, the New York Daily News reports, Bloomberg's administration pushed through a contract to hire the Canadian-based company to oversee an overhaul of the city's non-emergency hotline system. Rival companies are complaining that this company has little, if any, experience managing call centers. So why did Bloomberg do this? Two, Romney says Putin has been a better president than Obama. Mr. Romney, why didn't you say that during the debates? Then maybe we would believe anything you say. Next topic. Bloomberg says amnesty is needed to prevent national suicide. No, Mr. Bloomberg, this just shows you that a billionaire could be an idiot. Amnesty will be national suicide. There's a lot of stories. I don't know if I want to do all of them right at once. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. There's so many horrible things going on and you're not seeing them. Instead of watching waves in Hawaii and Half Moon Bay. The country is being flooded by drug addicts and drug addiction. You don't understand why all of a sudden marijuana is being legalized from Colorado to New York. You don't understand why all of a sudden the laws are suddenly being, quote, liberalized. It's a way of controlling the population. I mean, you can't put two and two together. It's very hard for you. You know, it's like a child who wants to eat candy, even though they know it rots the teeth and the diabetes. The child will continue to eat the candy unless you take it away from him. So if there's enough children without any discipline to say, I want my candy, I want my candy, I want my candy, eventually just give them the candy. And, of course, they'll eat the candy. like little rats in a maze while the government gets to do anything it wants. It's that simple. You study governments, dictatorships, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, even benign governments, not on that order, and you see how governments control people. When a government has no interest in democracy, that's what it does. This is a government that has no interest in democracy whatsoever. It has one interest only, and that is absolute and total ruthless control and power over every citizen. That is why John Boehner made a laughing stock of himself, I should say a further laughing stock of himself, by going on a television show and joking about his father's bar. It's to humanize him because he's not effective. He's not doing his job for the people. He's doing his job for the controllers. Don't make a mistake about it. John Boehner is doing his job very well. He's doing exactly what he's told to do by those who run the country. Do you understand what I just said to you? Of course you do. He's doing his job. How do you think he keeps this job? He's doing precisely what those who are flooding us with illegal aliens, flooding us with drugs, want him to do, which is to make certain that they can continue to flood the country with drugs, illegal aliens, change the demographics forever, so we become nothing but Mexico North, with people hanging from overhead passes and the butchering of police in every neighborhood. What do you think is going to happen when you flood the country with 60 million illegal aliens, primarily from Mexico? Do you think the country is going to get better or the country is going to get worse? What do you want me to do, mince words every day on the show? Take a look at the hellhole they're running from. Why are they running from that hellhole? Because it's such a paradise? Why are they running here? They're running here because they're getting a better life here. Are they going to bring us a better life, or are they going to take a better life from us? You want it clear as it is? There, I gave it to you clear as it is. What do you want me to do now? Mince words again? You can't mince words beyond a certain point, because then they have no meaning. They become unintelligible. The phrase mince words, you know what that means? Chop up the meaning of words into such small bits that you don't know what the person is saying. I am not a politician. I don't go on television shows. I don't appear on Jay Leno. I'm not allowed on Fox News. I'm not invited to Friends of Abe. I'm not a member of any of these front groups. I'm not a member of any group. I don't want to be a member of any group that would have me as a member. How's that? I'll do a Groucho Marx on you. I don't need them. They need me. I don't care whether I'm on a website or not on a website. It means nothing to me. Most of these people are in it only for the buck. And they tell you that they're on your side. They're full of it. They're in it for the buck. But you've heard all of this before, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore right now. I don't even want your opinions on it. I understand why you're opposed to it. I get it. But we've done it for so many years. I own the topic. I started it in 94. I've established my, you know, credentials on it. I've written on it, and I think it's enough. Tomorrow, Obama will give the State of the Union speech, in which he's going to say that he's going to use executive orders to get what he wants.
Savage.
Though this nation has proudly thought of itself as a ethnic melting pot, in things racial, we have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards. This is truly sad.
That's from the top law enforcement officials in the United States of America. A nation of cowards, 2009, he said he would not take that back. In fact, he doubled down on it and attacked further against white people. Now, you have to ask yourself what these revolutionaries are doing in every pocket of the country. You've seen the front page, New York Times, has seen in Goodfellas, arrest made in 78 Lufthansa robbery. So the FBI, the brave FBI, goes after a 78-year-old Italian man named Vincent Acero, who they said he played a role in the Lufthansa robbery 35 years ago. The brave FBI agents, big strapping men, taking a 78-year-old Italian-American on a crime that was allegedly committed 35 years ago. The brave FBI did not stop the Boston Marathon bombing and four other terrorist events in our period of time. But they have the resources to worry about the Lufthansa heist? You have to ask yourself if their priorities are in the right order here. 35 years later, federal authorities on Thursday charged a 78-year-old man, Vincent Acero, with playing a role in the robbery, saying they had four cooperating witnesses from organized crime families who linked Mr. Acero, reputed capo in the Bonanno crime family, to the robbery. Wow, that's very brave. That's like a cop pulling over a soccer mom who's going 4 miles an hour over the speed limit. That's a very brave indictment there. You don't want to look into any Muslims who may be plotting to set off a nuclear bomb in America. That may, you know, could lose your job that way. I wonder, did you think that they used any kind of ethnic profiling to find Mr. Acero? You think they looked for him in an Italian-American community? Or do you think it was a random search from NSA files that turned up the heat on Mr. Acero? Do you think that they racially profiled Mr. Acero, ethnically profiled Mr. Acero, focused on him because he's of Italian-American descent? I know that they're not allowed to do it under Eric Holder, but they did it to this Italian-American man. Guilty or innocent, they must have used some kind of profiling. Let's see, his name ends in a vowel, Acero. He's of Italian descent, lives in an Italian community in Brooklyn, New York, and he was allegedly involved with other characters in the crime business. So let's see, let's take 35 years to get to the bottom of that crime, while around the nation crimes are booming. So here we are. Yeah, we're all cowards, by the way. In one sense, Holder is right. We're cowards for putting up with him and Obama. These jackals will stop at nothing as they transform America, rewrite American history, foment racial and class warfare, essentially Alinsky's rules for radicals, and this is a result of our cowardice. If you're a useful, let's say, tool of the power structure, you move to the top of the class, which means I will never move to the top of the class, I can guarantee you. I run every show as though it's my last. I speak every day as though it's my last show because it could be. I don't know. What do I know what's coming tomorrow? I know the noose is tightening on all of us. When I see that the living hemorrhoid, who is probably one of the most deceitful people in the history of the media, Glenn Beck, now all of a sudden we wake up and you say, wait a minute, Glenn Beck's saying I'm sorry for dividing the nation? How'd that happen? Why did he do that? It's simple. His company is in New York City. New York City's been taken over by a Sandinista. So he's afraid that the Sandinista head of New York City is liable to squeeze him a little bit on something with, you know, more taxes, this and that. God knows what. That's my estimation. How else do you explain it? Again, the phone number is 855-400-7282. The dictatorship continues to turn the screws on their controls. Now we hear about government blimps that are being released around the country that will be able to see your car, I don't know, 50 miles away. Who knows? They could track your car now. So now they're not only spying on your movements outside the house and inside your house. What's next? Infrared cameras for the local police to see what you're doing inside your house? At the same time, this communist administration has been secretly working against, quote, capitalism. A senator named Schumer is trying to wipe out the Tea Party. A man like Schumer would have been happy in the Soviet Union where he would have had more power. The administration works around the clock to polarize the nation. So, shall we stop there? I don't have the right word to describe Obama and Holder other than two extremely dangerous men out to destroy America, controlling the country. Eric Holder, who is probably one of the most dangerous people who has ever occupied the Attorney General seat, said that the nation is a nation of cowards on race. Let me read you what someone wrote. Man says, I agree with Holder. He said, I have been cowardly because I have not asked why it is okay to flaunt and promote the black caucus, black sororities, black social groups, and black professional groups, but it is not okay for whites to do so, while there are groups which are named and exclusive to Asians and Hispanics. He then says, but I have been cowardly by not having been outraged, alarmed, and appalled by the black-on-black violence, mayhem, and genocide in Holder's Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Oakland, L.A., and other cities. He then says, I agree with Holder. I've been cowardly by not asking why Mrs. Obama doesn't speak out against the horrific, profane, dirtbag, sexist, racist language black rappers use, some of which are guests at the White House. And he says, I admit I've been cowardly. And he goes on, because I refuse to ask why Holder refuses to interview, investigate, and prosecute those whites and blacks involved in the IRS persecution of conservatives, the whites and blacks involved in arming criminals with guns, and the misappropriation of billions of dollars by DOE given to what appears to be political cronies of the current Democrat administration. So someone wrote that. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Now, we also have something else for you that is eerie, and that was a speech that Obama gave before he became president about a private national security force. I'm going to play it in a minute. Here is a president who now has information on every one of us, on every politician, on every journalist, on every world leader. They've been using it against all of us and against every world leader and against every politician and against every justice in the land to curtail them and frighten them into submission. And now we have a president who just might do the impossible and the unthinkable. I want you to listen to this following clip.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now, if you couple that with the fact that he's purged the military of most of its top combat commanders, including 34 officers in the nuclear command just the other day on trumped-up charges, and then you ask yourself, who is he putting into our nuclear silos to press the buttons and why? Or is he ever going to put anyone in there? Is he going to fill it with Black Panthers or members of ACORN? Who's going to be put in there? If he fires the guys who actually know how to run the nuclear bunkers, who's going to replace them? How could he just summarily throw out 34 men on trumped-up charges after firing one general after another who just might have stood up to something that's about to take place right under our noses? What would you think would happen if Obama announced with another flowery speech in his great voice that for the sake of national security, he's creating a national security force of police that answers only to him because that will make it safer for you? That we can't trust those ornery police in your neighborhood. We can't trust those ornery police in the government because many of them were there before he got there. So he's going to create a police force of people he knows are trustworthy. They will become his own social security force, so to speak, or national security force, if you want to put it that way. I use social security for the initials only. I mean, you want to talk about it, or you think this is too far afield? Is this too far afield from reality? Could he do this? Who would stop him? Where is the opposition? People are asking. They can do anything they want. They have total power. They have absolute power right now. There's no opposition party. Where is the opposition? I believe that they are on drugs, and I've called for them peeing in a cup for years now. If the average American worker has to pee in a cup to get a job in a corporation, why shouldn't the so-called representatives of the people have to do the same? I'd like to know what drugs they're on. It might explain a lot of things, but let's put that aside for a minute. Again, I want to explain what I said to you earlier. The Fourth Estate, the press, was supposed to be a watchdog. It's become a lapdog. That we know. There's no need to beat that up. We've all heard it. So what do I mean? Here is one of the exam questions that will be on your first quarter exam coming up in February on the Savage graduate exam. What does Dr. Savage mean when he says the Fourth Estate has become the fifth column? Now, I can answer that myself. And you can take notes. I'll make it very simple. You don't have to go beyond college or high school to figure this out. Fourth Estate refers to the press. But what's the fifth column? Most people don't know what a fifth column is. During the Spanish Civil War, there was a Spanish general, and he was marching with his loyal troops. And he noticed that within his loyal troops, there was a Trojan horse brigade that had slipped in. The fifth column was that group of troops that were not loyal to that Spanish general. They were, in fact, troops loyal to the enemy. They had put on the uniform of that army, of that Spanish general's army, and they marched as a fifth column, pretending they were part of that loyal army, but in fact they were marching on behalf of the enemy. That's the fifth column. So when I say that the Fourth Estate has become the fifth column, you can pretty much figure out exactly what I mean. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So now you understand what's happened to the media. You can't call me on any of this. It's Monday. I don't want you to think that I work too hard. I just work 7 days a week for this, you know, career of mine. But the thing is, I don't want to hit it too hard. We know what the amnesty is about. Low wages. End of story. Both parties are sold out, period, end of story. It doesn't matter whether you're a libertarian, liberal, or conservative. Everybody knows this. Every poll shows this. The only question is, what can we do about it? See, this is the problem. When Obama starts using executive orders to get his way, what are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? The answer is nothing, and he knows it. So you're living in a dictatorship. If you do not have representation, then you don't have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. You may say, when did we ever have that? Lincoln himself was a dictator. Lincoln was a mass murderer and a dictator. You don't want to hear it because he's been elevated to sainthood. But Abraham Lincoln was a monster, a total monster. He devastated southern cities. He had his generals burn cities to the ground. You don't know that. People don't know anything about Abraham Lincoln. He was a monster. It's all been public relations about Lincoln. So he was a dictator, and he's one of Obama's heroes or mentors. He imposed martial law, but he's never been known for having imposed martial law. All you hear about is the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, there's another side to Lincoln. And you have to understand that there's a side to Obama that's very, very, let us say, treacherous and also very worrisome. And we have to be focused on the fact that we have no representation. And it's a challenge to figure out what to do when he grants amnesty to the illegal aliens. He's done it already, though. How do you think he got reelected? You forgot that he did it. He did it illegally with the stroke of a pen. He granted amnesty to 4 million children of illegals who were here illegally. You think that they didn't vote? Of course that's how he got reelected, amongst other, you know, other treachery. So I don't want to eat my heart out on a Monday. I had a long week, and I worked on my book. I worked on my new novel, the third in the Jack Hatfield series. Those of you who don't know me, Abuse of Power was the first New York Times bestseller. A Time for War was the second New York Times bestselling novel. Not soon to be made into a major motion picture because of the bias against patriotic Americans like myself. Now, if I was a carbon drinker, if I had grown up drinking carbon and it affected me, I drank this stuff, but I must have an immunity to carbon the way I do to cholesterol. I'm starting to think that although I grew up on a high cholesterol diet and haven't died of a coronary occlusion, I suspect that one day a scientist will determine that there are people who have an immunity to carbon toxic overload as a result of too much seltzer in their youth. Think about it. Egg creams, New York, very popular. You know, give me an egg cream. What's an egg cream? Carbon, rich in carbon. Some people went under from it. And I didn't. It didn't affect me. I must have a carbon block or something in my neurons. But the thing is that the third in the series is being written right now. All I can say to you is it's better than the first two. I worked on it for 6 hours yesterday. My eyes are blurry from it. I'm not complaining. Then I'm working on The Coming Civil War, which is a frightening book. The more I write it, the more I get into it, the worse it looks for us. Because I think we're being goaded into some would say, well, it's not really a civil war that they're trying to goad us into. Some would argue it's sort of they want to create a revolution so they can suppress it and declare martial law. They would say, well, that's closer to the truth. I said, well, how do you differentiate between a civil war and a revolutionary war in a nation? Because at the end of the day, people are forced to take sides. In this case, it is the government and their minions versus, by and large, the taxpaying public. That's how I see it. That's my view of it. Anyway, I think I know what you want me to talk about, but I haven't said a word about it yet. If you remember the Friday show, what happened, how I was viciously attacked, and I didn't talk about it. And I'm not going to talk about it because it just shows you what a lowlife he is. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Well, here we go into the last couple of minutes of hour number three of the Savage Nation for today, Monday, the 27th of January, 2014. And here are some of the headlines we've been talking about. Remember the Obamacare website contractor, a friend of the First Lady, who got the $800 million contract to create a failed website? Well, she was rewarded with a new job from Mayor Bloomberg in New York. Montreal-based company, $10 million contract just for this year, tens of millions in future years. It's nice to be part of the crony system, isn't it? Romney says Putin is a better president than Obama. That's interesting. Why didn't he say it during the debates? Chuck Schumer, one of the worst people in the history of the United States Senate, says that the United States government has the power and should harass conservative groups using the IRS. If we lived in another time, the U.S. Marshals would arrest Schumer, you know what, for treason. Michael Bloomberg says amnesty is needed to prevent national suicide. He has it upside down. He sees things through the eye of a billionaire who likes cheap labor. Hillary Clinton says, my biggest regret is what happened in Benghazi. Okay. Grammy Awards, nothing but pollution. Union membership down in 43 states. Hong Kong to cull 20,000 chickens after avian influenza virus found. What else? Obama's inequality baloney. Yeah, right. He ought to live it instead of talking about it. What else is going on in the news? Well, we've talked about why I oppose immigration reform, because it will destroy America in ways you can't even imagine. Now, look, I'm a realist. I ate breakfast today at Denny's. Who do you think cooked my food? Who do you think served my food? Who do you think checked me out? Probably all illegal aliens. Very nice people. But I still oppose amnesty for all illegal aliens. We have to understand that a nation is more than the bottom line. Well, here comes the train. Jumping on it now. Got to get it. Got to go. Go to michaelsavage.com. Now, remember, every time you hear those train sounds on the train tracks, go and look at Michael Savage's semi-autobiography, Train Tracks, now available in paperback everywhere.
Savage.